Plaintiffs in the Exxon Valdez oil spill case got some good news over the weekend. Exxon has decided not to appeal a recent ruling by a three-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit Court, giving victims of the spill interest on their punitive damages dating back to September 1996. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
Exxon could have appealed the decision back to the Ninth Circuit Court for review by the full group of judges, or it could have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to consider the case. Lead plaintiff's attorney Dave Esting says he got word last Friday that the company was simply going to pay the interest without further appeal. He says it's one of the last big hurdles in this ongoing legal battle.
It's been going on for so long, it's hard to be overly elated, although I will be as I think about it.
A year ago, the Supreme Court ruled that Exxon owed $507.5 million in punitive damages, one-tenth of the $5 billion an Anchorage jury awarded plaintiffs in 1994. That came as a blow to those who waited almost 20 years while the case wound its way through the legal system. Exxon then claimed that it should only have to pay interest on the ruling from the time of the high court decision. The Ninth Circuit panel disagreed, saying the company owed interest dating back to September 26, 1996, the date when the district court in Anchorage entered judgment in the case. Esting says the interest basically doubles the settlement for plaintiffs.
I mean, I'm sure they had to evaluate their probabilities of success and decide whether, in fact, you know, and whatever Exxon-centric decisions they want to make about their business affairs, and came to a conclusion in that with those two ideas combined, that it was time to pay the balance due.
My speculation is that it's purely dollars and cents.
That's Frank Mullen, a fisherman, Exxon plaintiff, and financial planner in Homer.
Their calculator can tell them exactly how much interest they're paying out every day. And from that perspective, I assume they just made a business decision to stop the bleeding.
Mullen says attorneys informed plaintiffs of Exxon's decision over the weekend at the annual meeting of the United Cook Inlet Drift Association. Like Esting, he says it's hard to be excited at this point, although the decision is certainly good news.
We were extremely disappointed in what the Supreme Court did to us a year ago. You know, the reduction in the award was something that was pretty hard to take after waiting 20 years. On the flip side of that, I'm personally going to be thrilled to see that it's that the end is in sight.
Despite its decision not to appeal the interest issue, Exxon is still fighting the issue of legal fees. Lead attorney Esting says that could mean a $70 million difference in the amount paid to plaintiffs.
Exxon believes, because of the substantial reduction in the judgment, they were the prevailing party, which is a term of art, in the litigation, and that therefore plaintiffs should bear some or all of Exxon's appeal bond costs for the interminable appeals that they've pursued.
Esting's not sure when a decision will come on that issue, but says plaintiffs' attorneys are confident that they'll win there as well. He says interest payments will be handled through the Exxon Qualified Settlement Fund, which began cutting punitive damages checks late last year. He hopes to see the first interest checks mailed out by mid-August. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.